Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You may have seen an interesting trend happening in the country right now, and that is teachers are going on strike. They're demanding more money right as schools are starting all over the country. And why is this happening? Because they understand how much power they have if they literally don't show up for work. Teachers on August the 22nd decided it was a good day in the Yorktown Middle School District in Columbus, Ohio, to go on strike. Teachers are now on strike in all of Columbus, Ohio, demanding, quote, functioning air conditioning, even though that apparently isn't the real story. In Philadelphia, it's mostly bus drivers and other workers who want better wages and, quote, more time off for training. These are local stories with a distinct connection. They all are being fed by a national narrative that teachers are not getting the money that they are owed. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically, they have for decades as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Now, they're also trying to do this right now as many Americans are advocating and supporting school choice, which is another issue that just tells you how stupid the left actually is, that they think the time to renegotiate a deal is when school choice is becoming more popular than ever. One of the other issues that has brought all of this to the forefront is the anger and disdain for you as a parent by school administrators. San Diego Unified School District president just came out right before school started, making it clear you as a parent need to shut up about your kids.
Parents who don't want to wear a mask indoors in school, are there any other options for them?
For the fall, there are some options. They can go to our school that's online. They can opt not to return to the regular school, but to go to the school where they don't have to go to school at all, other than via Zoom. Yeah. And that's the easiest way for folks.
What about the summer school? What if they were already enrolled in the summer school and now they get this mask mandate and they're not comfortable with wearing a mask?
They really should wear the mask.
But if they're not comfortable, what should they do?
They should just make it known that they don't feel comfortable, and at that point, just not return.
Yeah, just don't return. Shut up, parents. That's in San Diego. That school president suggesting students who feel uncomfortable wearing a mask should not return to school at all. Right? Because we're the dictators, we're the tyrants, and you need to shut up. And by the way, if you challenge us, just remember, you're a domestic terrorist. That's right, a domestic terrorist. We've labeled you that way with the federal government. Chicago public school students say that they are mad, right? That the parents and the kids are not being given a choice on wearing masks. And we're still doing this in 2022. This comes as Loudoun County schools had some major problems, and the fathers have come together saying they don't trust the school district there over some of their cover-ups.
This is my first time speaking at a school board meeting, but I can no longer remain silent. I have four young daughters, the oldest of which just entered Loudoun County Public Schools. I'm extremely concerned about the sexual assaults which occurred. A school should be a safe place for children to come, not a place for the highest levels of leadership of the school district to cover up what happens in the district. Let me get this straight. A high school student sexually assaults another student, and the penalty is to move him to another school with an ankle brace. That's lunacy. What is also lunacy is lying to the victim's father in a public meeting about it, and then he's the one that gets in trouble. That is calling good evil and evil good. Your policies are contributing to creating an unsafe environment in the schools. I do not want boys in my daughter's bathrooms. I do not want boys on my daughter's sports teams. How can I, as a father, trust you as a superintendent and you as a school board to keep my daughter safe at school? Why would I want to entrust you with all of our daughters once they become school age? The answer is I can't. Dr. Ziegler, I ask you to resign, and all the board members, I ask you to resign as well.
You may wonder why the dad was talking so fast. This is what erupted with school choice in this country when Loudoun County covered up the sexual assault of a student and then moved that kid, as you just heard, to another school. It's actually what turned into the big Virginia race and Youngkin winning in Virginia, as you had the Democrats saying, I don't think parents should be involved at all in their kids' lives in schools. You should shut up and go home. Well, drop your kid off, then shut up and go home. And if you want to know why that dad had to talk so fast, it's because Loudoun County decided to change the rules where you only had 1 minute to speak at the school board meetings. That dad did all of that in 52 seconds. Now, I go back to the other big problem that we're having in this country, and that is you are seeing the unions where they're saying, all right, you better get the best deal you can get right now, and you better start picketing, and you better do it quickly because we need a better deal in case they move towards school choice. That's why in places like Columbus and Philadelphia, they are picketing and striking right when school starts. They're learning, by the way, from places like Minneapolis and Sacramento that have already done this. And teachers are increasingly comfortable resorting to strikes, a tendency that predates COVID-19 pandemic standoffs over working conditions, right? The union back in 2019 in Chicago, they went on strike. In fact, they did it also in 2018. They call it the wave of for education. And they did get higher pay and other benefits for teachers by striking in places like Arizona, Colorado, Kentucky, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and West Virginia. An Urban Institute review published in May of this year found evidence of nearly 700 teacher strikes between 2007 and 2019. And most of these occurred as part of the coordinated multi-district efforts after 2017 by the unions. The analysis included any example resulting in at least one school closing in a district, and also included walkouts, sick outs, and other work stoppages. Now, they don't do it when they're off work in the summer. No, they wait till they can hold your kid hostage. So let's go back to Columbus and what's happening there. Columbus is the largest school district in Ohio, and students in the district may not be able to start school on time now because the Columbus Education Association Union is striking for the first time since 1975. Now, rather than report to school, the students may have to relive the pandemic and log in for remote learning the first day of school Wednesday, according to the district's current plan. They claim it's about air conditioning, not economics. But if you look at the internal emails that have been sent out to teachers, they're clearly lying to you about this. The union has said the striking points are about learning conditions that parents have not complained about. And it's not about the district and wanting to guarantee smaller class sizes or more specialized teachers for art, music, and physical education in elementary school. They say it's about functional heating and air conditioning in the classrooms. They say they need more prep time and a cap on the number of class periods that they must teach during the school day. This, according to a statement from the union. So is it about air conditioning? No. These scumbags on the left are lying and holding your kids hostage, which is exactly why I go back to the issue of school choice. If this is how they're going to teach your kids, or really not teach your kids, this is how they're going to treat you and your children, why wouldn't every parent in America be in favor of school choice? Appearing on CNN, by the way, from Columbus this week, the Columbus Education Association member and liberal media specialist Courtney Johnson, that's how she described herself, talked about the strike and argued the teachers are focusing on work conditions, not economics, saying, quote, "Our Columbus City school students deserve a commitment to modern schools with properly working heating and air conditioning and smaller class sizes and art and music and PE." Again, this is a billboard campaign for them, right? Stand with us, the teachers. We just want air conditioning for your kids, even though there's no there's no big outage of air conditioning or heating units, right? The teachers union has never made this, they say, about economics. In fact, she said the school said schools there have been forced to close in the past when air conditioners failed and students in high schools where she worked moved from hot rooms to cold rooms. She said, "You can imagine how hard it is to learn a classroom that's freezing cold or very hot. The school board wants to ask voters for more money, and the union wants the board to use federal money. But really, it's about getting more money for less work." Is pay an issue? Well, they'll lie to you on TV, but again, from internal documents, we know that pay is the issue. The district had offered a 3% annual increase for 3 years, according to local news reports. That's not enough because the union is seeking an 8% pay raise, something more in line, they claim, with inflation. But hold on, inflation's not happening. I thought Biden at the White House said there is no inflation. Didn't Joe Biden just say 0% inflation? Isn't that what he said at the White House? Isn't it Biden who said inflation is at zero and said it over and over again? Zero, right? At zero. It's at 0%, right? We're at zero. He even said recently, Biden saying on inflation, he said, "Oh, well, even if it happens, it's going to be temporary, I tell you."
So when can Americans expect some relief from this soaring inflation?
According to Nobel laureates, 14 of them that contacted me and a number of corporate leaders, it ought to be able to start to taper off as we go through this year.
Taper off through this year. When did he say that? He said that on February the 11th, right? And look at the date now. Look at where we are now, right? But again, he goes back to zero. He says these price increases are temporary, not permanent. So why would you give 8% raises to teachers in the Liberal Party if your liberal leader, your god, Joe Biden, is telling you it's temporary?
Our experts believe, and the data shows, that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and expected to be temporary.
There you go. Expected and expected to be temporary. Not a big deal. All right, so then why doesn't the school board just look at them and say, the president said it's temporary. Why do you need an 8% raise? It's not clear, by the way, from the recent reporting where the pay disagreement between the board and the union landed. And in Philadelphia, there's another strike threatening to start the school there. But it's not teachers who are involved. Instead, it's employees represented under a contract with the union. Bus drivers, how do you start school if the kids aren't at school? Bus attendants, bus mechanics, building cleaners, building engineers, and trade workers are all saying we're going on strike, holding your kids hostage right before school starts. We didn't do it in the summertime. No, we're doing it right now on purpose because we don't give a crap about actually educating your children. We just don't want to work very hard. And we want to get paid a lot of money.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's go back to the overall idea right now of school choice. School choice has become a very big issue, especially after parents were able to see what their kids were being indoctrinated with, not being taught, right, in school during COVID and the lockdowns when they were doing remote learning. You've got parents now that have been activated that were not paying attention, and now they are. They're realizing how radical and how extreme these school boards have become in this country. You look at something else that just happened, and let's just talk about schools for a moment here and just how shady the schools are. Look at what just happened on the issue of race. You may not realize this, but there's a new endorsement from a school district to lay off white teachers first. Yeah, white teachers are the ones they say that should go first in this country because they don't deserve to have job security. And if you are laying off white teachers, then at least you're protecting the minority teachers, and it should be the white teachers that you get laid off, because that's a good thing, right? Lay them off. Where do they say this? In Minneapolis, the same place where they just had all of these walkouts and are holding your kids hostage. A Minneapolis school district is now defending their plan. This is racism, to lay off white teachers first. Imagine how they're, what they're teaching your kids. The Minneapolis Public Schools defending its deal with the teachers union to lay off white educators ahead of their less senior minority colleagues, arguing that is a necessary measure to remedy, quote, the effects of past discrimination. This is reparations, folks. The school district released a statement to the Washington Times today offering a full-throated defense of the groundbreaking deal with the teachers union in Minneapolis, led by their president, Britta Callahan. Quote, to remedy the continuing effects of past discrimination, Minneapolis Public Schools and the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers mutually agreed to contract language that aims to support the recruitment and retention of teachers from underrepresented groups as compared to the labor market and to the community served by the school district, the district said in an email. In other words, if you're in a minority district that's a lot of Hispanics or Asians or white or African Americans, we're going to discriminate against hiring qualified teachers if they are the wrong race, right? That's what we'll do now. It was previously reported that the terms of the labor contract were to protect underrepresented population and keep the district predominantly white staff from having more power. I'm not joking. This is what they're doing. Are they educating your kids? No. They're now firing people based on the color of their skin. Under the new agreement between the Minneapolis School District and the teachers union, minority instructors, quote, may be exempt from district-wide layoffs outside of the seniority order, according to the Minneapolis News. Why? The language of the contract reportedly states, quote, starting with the spring 2023 budget tie-out cycle, if accessing, reducing a teacher who is a member of a population underrepresented among licensed teachers in the site, the district shall access the next least senior teacher who is not a member of an underrepresented population. Translation, get rid of the white teacher, no matter how good she is or no matter how good he is, before you lay off anybody that's a minority. The agreement, which was reached this summer in the wake of a two-week teacher strike, has been labeled illegal and unconstitutional by many critics. James Dickey, senior trial counsel at the Upper Midwest Law Center, said openly discriminating against white teachers based only on the color of their skin and not their seniority or merit is illegal. The Minneapolis Star Tribune reported in June that 16% of the district's tenured teachers and 27% of its probationary teachers were people of color. Many politicians and activist parents now, conservative activists, are condemning the new teachers' contracts as straight-out racist. Minneapolis State Representative Jeremy Munson wrote on his Facebook page saying, quote, the Minneapolis Teachers Union has taken a racist approach and agreed to protect your job based on your skin color over your job performance and or seniority, meaning how long you've been serving the public school district. He said, I don't know who needs to hear this, but racist employment contracts have no place in our society. They don't care because this is the Democratic Party. They don't care about your kids. They don't care about your kids' education. And they don't care if an amazing, unbelievable teacher gets fired as long as they're white. Heritage Foundation fellow Jonathan Butcher said to Fox News that Minneapolis contract, not only does it violate the Civil Rights Act and the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution, but they're doing it knowing that it is racist. They said the Civil Rights Act prohibits employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. Yet the Justice Department has not stepped in to stop this. Minneapolis Federation of Teachers President Greta Callahan led the strike in the spring and helped orchestrate the deal with the district to mandate white teachers get fired first. I think political posturing is what one elected official said on the race-based approach to teachers' layoff. It's not dealing with the most important issue, which is helping students right now with math and reading. Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who famously went to war with teachers' unions in his state, slammed the agreement as both racial and illegal. He said this is another example why government unions should be eliminated. But they're winning. And the unions are realizing right now that they have an audience in the Democratic Party that will allow them to do illegal and racist hiring practices. Because if the DAJ won't step in and stop this, then you can get away with it. And there will be white teachers that are fired who do an amazing job just because they are white and the wrong race. Now, let's go back to school choice and what I was saying a moment ago about this. If you want to know why it's so important on the issue of school choice, this is exactly why. School choice is going to give the power back to the people, and the unions know that this is a problem for them, and that's why they're doing what they're doing right now. Let me remind you of what Donald Trump said back in 2020 as he was a huge advocate for school choice at the White House.
At the heart of our strategy to create a prosperous future for every Hispanic American, as well as all Americans, is a great family of education. We are going to have a tremendous program, and we have, and you know, we're a believer in choice. Choice. The other folks don't believe in choice, and choice is a great civil rights issue and maybe the great one of our times. I'm going to fight to ensure that every Hispanic American parent has the freedom and the right to send your child to the public, private, charter, faith-based, magnet, home, or independent school of your choice.
The school of your choice. Giving taxpayers the right to decide where to put your kid in school is what America should be about. We should make sure that we always give parents the best opportunity to give their kids the best education possible. That's what we need here. The NEA is racist for opposing school choice, and they are racist for advocating, supporting the firing of white teachers first and foremost. Betsy DeVos said parents need to have control, as she put it, over school choice. She said this is important for the future of our country and for our kids.
But we'll see where it goes. It's very interesting. You know, with regard to the loss of learning that you and I have talked about a lot, it's tragic what happened during COVID. And the studies are now out that show that students who were forced to learn at home are in the worst shape. Those who had more exposure to actual school are in better shape. But look at these numbers of students who scored proficient or above in math. That number dropped 14% in math and 6% in language arts, Betsy. And I was so struck by this. You know, in this environment, you have some schools that have now announced that they're going to close on Fridays and be remote, just because it's, I guess, nice to be home on that day of the week. They took all of Thanksgiving off in a couple of these school systems when they shouldn't they be in a position where they're adding hours to make up for what was lost?
No, absolutely. I mean, the results are tragic, and we're only beginning to understand the full depth of the problem. Defense of Freedom Institute did a study of the 12 largest school districts, and not surprisingly, the ones with the strongest unions are the ones that kept kids out of school the longest. They're the ones where the kids needed to be in school the most, absolutely. And they're the ones, you cited the learning loss averages. But the reality is the kids at the bottom end of the spectrum were hit far worse than those numbers even relate. And we're only beginning to see the real results of this. And it's unconscionable to me that any district or any teachers union would be advocating for taking more time off and distance learning when there is no reason to be doing it. Kids need to be in their classrooms. They need to be in with their teachers. They need to have that hands-on learning time. And the ones who have been hurt most are the ones who are going to pay the price the longest. Yeah.
former Secretary of Education, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, saying this. And this is becoming also a new trend around the country, right? That they say, all right, screw it. We just won't teach in school on Fridays. We'll take a 3-day weekend every weekend. You think any of these teachers really care that are advocating for these union policies? You think any of these teachers give a crap about your kid's future? I think it's pretty clear they don't care about your kid's future. They don't care about your kid's future. They care about getting paid, and they care about making sure that you as a parent are silenced, that you are shut down, that you are labeled a domestic terrorist. If you ever ask them any questions or ask them any tough questions, you are a domestic terrorist. That's what you are. And that's what they're going to continue to do.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
School choice should definitely be a midterm election issue. And as the president has gone back out and started to do more and more of his big events, his Save America events, he has been talking about this, slamming Democrats for their radical school agenda and calling for the return of not only parental rights, but also parental choice. And other conservatives should take note of this and realize this is a winning issue because parents don't like being held hostage. They don't like being referred to as domestic terrorists. And they don't like getting ready for the first day of school and then having lies be told them like, oh, we can't send your kids back to school because of air conditioning when it's not even an issue.
Irreversible harm that Democrat politicians did to our young people is unforgivable. And American voters will punish them at the ballot box this November. Despite all you're hearing and seeing of China and Russia and Iran and others, our biggest danger is not from outside coming in. Our biggest single danger is from the sick and radical politicians that are knowingly or unknowingly wanting to destroy our country. Our biggest danger is from within. I believe that. As president, I was proud to sign the world's first ban on critical race theory. The Biden administration rescinded that order, but when we retake Congress, Republicans will ban the critical race theory in our schools, ban it in our military, ban it in every part of federal, state, and local governments, just like I did. It was fully banned before. In addition, a Republican Congress must stand up for parental rights and parental choice. I think that's a good idea. No teacher should ever be allowed to teach far-left gender theories to our children without parental consent. It's truly child abuse, plain and simple. By replacing reading and math with pronouns and gender studies, our government-run education system has forfeited the trust of American parents, and they really have. Every mom and dad in America must be given the right to opt out of the indoctrination and send their child to the public, private, charter, or religious school of their choice. Have to do it. Last week, the Biden administration sent Congress a budget crammed with billions and billions of dollars of transgenderism and so-called equity provisions that are nothing more than government-sponsored racism. The Republican Congress will end the woke war on women and children. We will stop illegal government discrimination. We will restore the sacred American principle of equality under the law. And we will, while we're at it, demand justice for the January 6th prisoners and full protection of their civil rights, like was received by Antifa and Black Lives Matter, who murdered people throughout our country.
This is how you win. It's how you win parents over. You explain to parents how important this fight actually is. You explain to parents how important it is that you don't back down when things like this happen. You explain to parents that this is something that we are not willing to negotiate on. You explain to parents that it is your right to give your kids a good education. This, to me, is all about giving your kids a quality education. That's what this is. Giving your kids a quality education. That's your right. Especially when you're the one paying for it, right? This is your right as a parent. This is your right as a family to, when you're paying taxes, to say, I'm going to give my kids the best education that I can possibly give them. Why should you be held hostage by these people that, by the way, do not care about your children? They don't care, folks. They never have. They'll do anything they can right now to screw you. They'll do anything they can right now to make sure that you're unhappy. They will do everything that they can to make sure that your children are owned like property, where they can indoctrinate your children, right? This is what they want to do. They want to indoctrinate your children. That's all this is indoctrination. They don't want you to tell them what you can and cannot do. This is why they refer to you as domestic terrorists. Remember when in the debate? Remember the debate where all of this kind of came to a head in Virginia? It's a district. Virginia is more of a kind of moderate to liberal state. It's hard for Republicans to win there. You had the former Democratic National Committee chairman, Terry McAuliffe, who had all the money of all the big donors behind him. He was the guy, right? The shoe-in. And the question was asked, right? Should protections for transgender students be statewide or determined locally? And then that went into parents' involvement in school. And this is when they were trying to push all the transgender bathrooms on everybody. I want you to remind you, this is the head of the Democratic Party, former head. So this is, I think it's fair to say, the mindset of the Democratic Party on you as parents.
Veto books, Glenn. Not to be knowledge about it. Also take them off the shelves. And I'm not going to let parents come into schools and actually take books out and make their own decision.
You vetoed it.
So, yeah, I stopped the bill that I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
I don't think parents should be telling kids what to teach, telling schools what to teach kids. Listen again.
Stop the bill that I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
What they should teach kids, right? They need to shut up. They need to shut up and sit down. They need to be silent. Biden's Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, recently said he's, quote, concerned, and this is as it came out that they were labeling parents domestic terrorists, about parents, quote, holding schools accountable for what they're doing with your kids. Concerned because you can't have an opinion.
And we are concerned with some of the policies that are less curriculum, more about division, more about bringing politics into the schools. I said at the onset, our schools should not be the place for culture wars. Our parents want our children to recover from what was missed during the pandemic, for the missed instruction. They want the mental health needs of their students cared for.
I love how now they're admitting that everything that they were doing during the COVID lockdowns hurt the kids. You notice that? Like, we don't want to talk about this. We don't want parents involved. We're trying to get your kid caught up, okay? So shut up. The Biden Education Secretary also would not say when he was testifying recently. He won't say if schools should tell parents about their child changing their gender.
Do you believe that school districts should keep a child's involvement in gender transition a secret from their parents?
Sir, I would love to answer questions on the budget, which is why I'm here. And I think what I'm so gathering...
Mr. Secretary, these are policies that your administration stands behind. You're asking me to fund your budget. Right. And these are policies that you stand for. It's completely irrelevant to why you're here today. It's a simple question. Answer the question. Do you think the schools should keep it a secret from their parents if their children are involved in gender transition?
Parents and schools must work together to support students. And I do strongly support. And if you look through the work that we've supported and our policies and our practices, we want parents.
Should schools ever keep that a secret from parents?
Excuse me?
Should schools ever keep it a secret from parents if their children are involved in gender transition?
Schools should always
be a secret from parents.
Schools should be partnering with parents in communication. And there are times where schools are working and supporting students on issues that are very sensitive. But I do believe that parents should be connected with schools. And in many cases, working together is what's going to help the student. I have spoken to students who've shared whatever situation is at the home that they felt safe at the school. And we have to be careful not to try to turn this into something that it's not. Our schools are safe places for our students, and our teachers are often the frontliners when it comes to supporting students when they have issues in their lives.
So to be clear, your kids aren't safe in your homes, but they're safe in our schools. Your kids may not want to tell you that they're transitioning, but we'll help them transition, and we will keep it a secret from you. This is why we have to advocate for school choice. And the only way to get rid of these radicals is to defund them and take your kids out of their schools and put them in schools where they're actually getting a quality education. This needs to be a core issue in the midterm elections. And parents need to wake up. Parents need to stand up. Parents need to realize what's happening to your kids. And don't look the other way. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.